This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
I don't have a type of disability where I can pretend like it's not there, so I would do a thing where I would, instead of immersing myself in the whole day, I would restrict what I could do so that the person didn't see how disabled I was. I have a cheeky sense of humor, and I want to be able to use my disability as a selling point to play around and make my love interest comfortable. And just because you're in a relationship with me doesn't mean you don't see the fact that I'm disabled.
Kelly and Company, sharing your stories.
Wednesday edition of the program. Thanks for being with us. Ramya Booth and Kelly McDonald. She's at the home studio in Toronto. I'm at the home studio in London, Ontario. Thank you, wherever you are, for being with us. Tuned in maybe via your television, maybe tune in radio or OOTunes, one of those kind of apps, or streaming right off the AMI.ca website. Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate you being with us. Ramya, here's something I don't often do is exactly look at what's written in our script when we bring Billy on to the program. But for whatever reason, it seems quite apropos today as we begin the second hour. He joins us Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on the program at the top of our second hour to talk about interesting subjects from around the world. Here's the part, ladies and gentlemen, that you should know. He comes on with a variety of subjects, and we never know where the conversation will go. Maybe covering cereal doused in cocaine and stuff like that.
I'm sorry. So you've never read that line till today? I thought it was quite good.
Oh, I probably read it back when it was first put in the script 18 years ago. But now, hello, Shaq. Welcome back. Since we never know where we're going to go.
It's just like one of the articles we may get to is like Qantas is introducing mystery flights. So apparently you get on a plane and you don't know where you're going.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I don't want to give the whole thing away, but you never know where I'm going. They aren't mysteries when
you
read
the
articles.
You're going where the flight's going.
Or the script.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Well, let's not hold everybody wondering, because we have this bad habit and people who regularly listen to the show say, they'll never get to that one, so I'll just forget it now. It sounds good. Mm-hmm. I'll tune in Friday for it. Where are we going, Bill, first?
Well, the first one this is going to spark some debate. Sorry, kids, it's time to eliminate snow days in view of online learning. This is from the Canadian Press. So there's an education expert that claims that because of online learning, we no longer need snow days because you can jump right onto the computer. Don't know that you can. He's basically saying that, with so many, depending on the area of the country you're in, you could have, more snow days than others.
Well, I think the view is you don't have snow in your, wherever your computer is inside your home, right? And the same could be said for yourself, Bill, unless you're sick. Like, Shaq, where are you going? Well, the weather's bad. I can't make it in today. What? I think that's kind of the whole, unless there's some issue and the school recognizes, or if we were ever all working from home and we just said, hey, look, whatever, can't service that, you're going to have a day off because we can't get up the at-home learning. But it's that whole excuses. What do you mean? You don't have to go anywhere. How's the snow affecting you?
Right.
Well, here's the thing that I think. It's like if there's a snow day, okay, let's just say, and you are told the day of or the night before, what happens if you haven't been on the computer in a long time, you've been in school, and all of a sudden you've got to jump back on the computer? Are you going to lose those skills? Are the teachers going to lose the skills? Are the kids going to learn the skills? I don't think it's that easy to go from one to the other. And yeah, I just think it's easier just to have a snow day. I think it just makes things easier. We are in what they call an educational slide, and kids have missed a lot of school as it is, I think we need snow days. I, you know, unless you get a whole bunch consecutively, I don't think you're going to forget. There's a theory that you're going to forget what you learned, so on and so on. I'm not sure.
Almost like a mental break, too. I always wonder, again, you know, are we so used to it, those who are, that we actually kind of almost need them as that day for like a release, a hooray? But we can only ask that of the most recent student, Ms. Amuthan.
Yeah, and the thing is, honestly, right now, it feels like students are just losing so much, okay? And I'm not saying they're just losing, like, that's it, end of story. Of course, they're gaining other skills and adaptability and things like that. Remote learning has taught as much or some of what it's taken away. But snow days, it's like, I just can't imagine not having snow days at all. Like, is there, you know, you guys are saying, is it justified, right? Like, where are you going? Whatever. But does that mean, because it's not justified, does that mean that we don't get to recognize what snow days used to mean? Or is it just going to get shoved in the back of what used to be? That's historical, you know, that we don't have snow days anymore. I don't think so, because like everybody else, fingers crossed, we're hoping that this is just temporary, right? Like, eventually we'll go back to something that's more or less in-person learning again.
I'm going to ask this question, and we talked about how the pandemic is going to change things. I wonder if there's going to be more emphasis on online learning now that we're so used to doing it. I hope not, but to some extent.
I'm sure there's going to be more flexibility, right, Billy? Like, it's not going to be one or the other anymore. I don't think that we're going to move to mandatory in-person learning. I think that a lot of people will have realized, okay, well, there is some justification to having remote experiences for lots of reasons. And just like the workplace, educational appearance is going to change. It should.
Okay, so I'm not entirely agreeing with this expert. I think when you're a kid, you love them.
That's what I mean.
You know, geez, yeah, and it does. You
maybe
say
maybe like a designated snow day or something.
Yeah,
Family day, right? Like you have a release relief because there are places where you're just not going to get snow days.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the benefits of it, and it just totally changed that very mundane winter time period that a lot of us, as we've talked about with Julia and Francis on the program, you struggle with. So, Shaq, you want to move on to your next piece?
Yeah, we are. By the way, if I didn't mention before, that was from the Canadian Press. This is from CNN, in Apple News. U.S. FDA approves Q-collar to protect against head injuries. We've talked about head injuries before and how dramatic they are. So this collar that they've just released or agreed to release is called the Q collar. Essentially what it is, it's a C-shaped which goes around your neck and jaw. And what happens is it constricts the blood vessels in your neck. So when you get hit, if you're a football player, apparently it prevents the brain from moving in your skull so that there's less impact. So we know how head injuries can affect, you know, certain people in sports, whether you're into football or soccer or whatever. This allegedly will, by restricting the blood vessels, hopefully prevent serious injury to your head.
It almost sounds awkward itself to me. Like when you talk about restricting anything, and I obviously understand that, you know, this has been tested and everything like that, and I'm sure there's the explanation as to what you're looking for when the head takes that whiplash, because we know whiplash itself, and when you're playing football, it's like you're in multiple car accidents over and over again, or a car accident every play, as they like to say. So I'm wondering, because we've heard that with whiplash, Bill, you don't know what really has happened. A few hours go by, and all of a sudden, you've got that headache. So I'm wondering if this is the same kind of connection.
I think it is. It sounds like it is, and it sounds like it might help prevent concussions as well.
Yeah.
It's something that's really, you know, desperately needed, and they've tested on NFL players, and tested on people 13 years of age and over who actually, I guess, play football or hockey or play any kind of contact sport.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I know down in the U.S., you don't have contact until you're 13 and Pop Warner and hockey and so on. Really cool. So let's see where we go with that, because we desperately need something to help that. Bill, let's try to squeeze that one you teased us with.
Okay, we're going to do it. So Qantas Airlines in Australia has extended the international travel ban. So what they've done, they have arranged three mystery flights that you can go on. The costs are, I believe it's $500 or $7 for first class seats. They're one-day trips. And what you do is they are sort of calibrated or for different types of people. So the one trip is for people that are outdoors, like the outdoors. One trip is good for people that are like going to farmers markets and things like this. And they're one day trips, so you don't know where you're going. So when you book, you're basically told what kind of clothing you're going to wear. Love the idea. Of course, this is all in aid of getting passengers, keeping Qantas employees employed, and, you know, basically alleviating some of the travel bans that Australians have that's still in place.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It sounds really adventurous. And, well, I wonder if there's a lot of activities or something planned. Like, is that all kind of scheduled in for you?
It's all scheduled. There's wine, there's gourmet food, there's outdoor walking, hiking, and things like this. I mean, it's a little pricey for one day.
It is, but it seems like an experience worthwhile in the middle of all this.
You don't know where you're going, but we'll know the amount of money you need to pay.
That's right.
And I think that's the whole thing, right, Bill? And Bill, even outside of a COVID world, with what we've been through, you know, you've heard of things like this before that are kind of, hey, you want to sign up for a mystery cruise or a mystery? And you think, yeah, why not? You know, go on an adventure.
Yeah, you get a glimpse from the seat back screens on the planes where you're going. And then the website will give you sort of clues as you that you would need. You might be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, it's not totally a mystery, but, you know, geez, there's nothing like getting on a plane and like, hey, where the heck am I going?
Yeah. You'd do it, right, Bill?
Oh, I most definitely would do it.
Yep.
I don't care how much it costs.
Billy would just go on that adventure to hotels and just have a great old time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks a lot.
Bill Shackleton, he brings the items to us on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We call it The Buzz. Join us Friday for his next edition. In just a moment, Devin Wilkins, she's here, and she has our monthly guide dog and serviced animal report. We'll talk to her right after this. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.